Unit 2. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Speaker 1.
I'm Lydia, and I'd like to start off by saying that I work at McDonald's. I began my job there as a normal crew member. Over the past years, I've learned a lot and given a lot. I've often worked on weekends, and I usually don't have much free time, which can be quite annoying sometimes. It's sad to say that working in the service industry doesn't give much respect. I introduce myself to others, and once I say I work at McDonald's, I always get the same response. Little do these people know, to be in management or a staff member at McDonald's requires a certain kind of talent. I see it at my store every day. I'm always thankful for the people I work with. Every day I'm confronted with a whole list of tasks that have to be completed by the end of the day, which include writing my employees' schedules, ordering new supplies, and making sure everything runs smoothly between the drive-thru window and the inside counter. My employees are hard workers. They like what they do and give 100% each and every day. Nothing is more exciting or satisfying than giving great results and seeing the smile on people's faces. No day is ever the same, which I'm very happy about. I don't think there's ever been a boring moment in my career so far.
Speaker 2.
My name's Henry, and I've always been interested in computers. I like the variety and flexibility of being an IT specialist, and the money's not bad either. I'm extremely happy right now, having my own small business, working with great clients, and doing really interesting projects. I don't like that I always have to document everything for the client, and this can sometimes involve a lot of typing. The second aspect that can be frustrating is that there are so many people who don't know how a computer really works. Being an IT specialist involves helping companies to make technology easier for people to use. Sometimes I also have to design websites and help companies whenever they have problems with their computers. I'm pretty good at finding the perfect platform for a specific company and explaining how it works to someone who isn't familiar with the topic. I'm a teleworker, which means that I work from my home. Sometimes this isn't that easy because I'm married and I have two small kids. Just imagine them running around in our living room when I have to concentrate on a serious issue. That said, I'm really grateful for the time I can spend with my family, even though I work long hours.
Speaker 3. I'm Sarah, and I'm a hotel manager. I'm responsible for the daily business in our hotel, the reception and the housekeeping. In larger hotels, managers often have a specific area of responsibility, like for instance guest services, accounting or marketing. I always have to pay attention to the details, and I feel that business skills and people management are the two most important elements. I'm constantly confronted with situations where I have to make sure everyone's needs are met and speak to employees who are really particular with what they want. When you're the manager of a large hotel, you may have less contact with the guests, but will spend time meeting heads of department to coordinate and discuss effective business strategies. I'm aware of the fact that having less contact with guests means that I don't have the ability to deal with the needs of each individual customer, and it often annoys me that the more responsibility I have at the management level, the less personalized service I can offer. Luckily, I am sometimes involved in the day-to-day business of the hotel. A large number of hotel managers are self-employed and have therefore a wider range of responsibilities, from greeting guests to managing special celebrations or festivities. All in all, I love my job very much, and I'd never want to work in any other sector.
Speaker 4.
Hi, I'm Tim. After completing a degree in mechatronics at Oxford University, I started an electronics manufacturing company with two other engineers. We make motor controllers and gadgets that move doors or seats. I'm in charge of coming up with prototypes for new gadgets and of ordering different materials that we need for creating them. I'm also constantly busy with applications for patents, so we can make sure our designs aren't stolen by other companies. One major advantage of the computer industry is that it's constantly changing. A huge disadvantage is that work never finishes. During the week, and sometimes even at the weekend, I never stop thinking about my job. What I like about my job is that I earn a lot of money and that I'm often in contact with other people who have similar interests and passions. Unfortunately, it's sometimes very stressful, but normally I have enough time to play with my three kids at the weekend. I do hope that our company will become even more successful in meeting the needs of our customers in the future.